According to the scholar Frank Serafini, author of the 2014 book Reading the Visual, An Introduction to Teaching Multimodal Literacy, a multimodal artifact is, quote, a piece composed of more than one system of visual and verbal entities created within or across cultures to represent and express meaning, unquote. And it is directly related to becoming multiliterate, in that a person possesses a, quote, multidimensional set of competencies and social practices in response to increasing complexity and multimodal nature of texts, unquote. The set of competencies is dependent upon the five modes of communication, which are visual, oral, spatial, linguistic, and gestural. Like Serafini, I think about multimodality in this way. With regard to the process of design, in using a design-focused approach to writing, I use the term design not as an exclusive nod to the specific practices of graphic designers, but instead, according to the scholarship of Richard Marbeck, as a means to solve, quote, wicked problems. As there are many solutions to a problem, not only one. Moreover, solutions are, quote, ambiguous, contingent, and recursive, unquote. Like James Purdy articulates in his 2014 Sees What Design Thinking Can Offer Writing Studies, the field of composition has turned to design thinking. Based on Purdy's research, he offers five reasons the concept of design has been used. I have used four of these five reasons in my own design-focused approach. I use designs as a lens for my pedagogy. One, because design means to plan or structure. Two, it is beneficial because, quote, to conceptualize composing as a means of multimodality and see texts as visual, unquote. Three, because, quote, design draws attention to the rhetorical conditions of composing, unquote. And fourth, to incorporate the discipline of design studies as a means to solve problems.